This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. In Chicago, jurors are hearing closing arguments in the trial of Conrad Black, former CEO of Hollinger International. At its height, the company was the third largest media company. It owned the Chicago Sun-Times, the Jerusalem Post, and London's Daily Telegraph. Black's three-month trial centers on allegations that he skimmed some $60 million from shareholders. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
One thing both sides in this case agree on is that Black is one of those people, like Donald Trump, who's famous for being incredibly, unapologetically rich. What's at issue here is whether this man, who was already wealthy, stole a second fortune from his company. The prosecution says Black took advantage of a standard element in contracts, a non-compete clause. The clause guaranteed Black wouldn't start rival newspapers to compete with the ones his company had just sold. Prosecutors say he hid the money from these transactions, from Hollinger's board of directors, and used it to lead a lavish lifestyle, $4 million in home decorating, a $62,000 birthday party for his wife, and a trip to Bora Bora on the company jet. All along, prosecutors have stressed this non-compete money belonged to shareholders. On Monday, Assistant U.S. Attorney Julie Reuter reiterated this. She underscored her points with a day-long PowerPoint presentation. If she quoted a witness, a headshot of the person appeared next to their transcribed answer. When long lists appeared, Reuter tried to keep the jury with her, saying, "Don't freak out," several times. If convicted, Black faces more than 100 years in prison and more than $7 million in fines. That punishment was central to defense attorney Edward Greenspan's calm and weighty approach to the jury this morning. "What you decide will place an indelible mark on Conrad Black's life," he told them. Greenspan also attacked the credibility of the government's star witness. David Radler was Black's business partner for nearly 40 years and has pleaded guilty to fraud in exchange for testifying against him. Greenspan asked the jury to consider why an admitted liar was the government's best hope. He also pointed out that even Hollinger board members, testifying for the prosecution, admitted they hadn't read paperwork about the non-competes carefully enough and had approved them without really knowing it. Greenspan said the non-competes Black got were no secret. More importantly, he said they were legal. Attorneys for Black's three co-defendants will take the rest of the week to close their cases. They asked the judge for acquittals, but she refused them all. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.